Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel Zammit, filling in for Joel Dusha, who's usually filling in for Joel Zammit, now and maybe forever.
Spooky. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about a codex. So an ancient book of which there is only one variety, which is written in a language that nobody can decipher.
Is that the description of a codex, sorry?
Or it's my description of a codex.
All right.
And it's called the Voynich Manuscript, or the Voynich Manuscript. I'll give you the V-O-Y-N-I-C-H. What do we reckon?
V-O-Y-N-I-C-H.
Voynich?
Voynich.
Voynich?
Where's it from? Voynich. Like, roughly in the world?
Russia? So it is a...
Just trying to work out the name. Still.
Northern Italy during Northern the Italian Italy. Renaissance. It's been carbon dated to the early 15th century.
Can I say the spelling?
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't look like an Italian word.
I don't think that actually from the name
it looks
is
like
actually
a Russian or East European word.
The name is actually probably not Italian because I think it is the name of the gentleman who owned the manuscript.
Right.
So what's very interesting about the Voynich manuscript is mm-hmm. that not only is it written in a language that nobody can decipher. It also contains within
So it's gibberish.
It's just out. No, it has, you know, when code breakers and what have you will go through a code and they will be like, there is enough.
All right, so this is actually a thing.
This is genuinely a language. This is not just gibberish.
Gotcha.
There's like, they can tell there's like enough repeating words in the right way that this is definitely a language.
Gotcha.
It also contains within it illustrations of flowers and plants that actually don't exist in the real world.
About this once, or reading a short comic about this once.
Cool.
We'll leave that theory towards the end.
And the flowers in it, they're not like fantastic flowers. These aren't like flowers with magic powers. They're just flowers with magic powers. They're just flowers that...
Remember that cartoon where a car, he used to sniff flowers and it was good for him?
Excuse me?
It was like maybe we should explore this mystery.
Let's put the Voynich manuscript on hold for just a second.
There was a cartoon, I think it was on ABC, but like it was a car. It was a talking car with eyes and stuff, and he used to love sniffing flowers. And then there was like they got him in a soccer match or something.
Okay.
And he was put in goalie because like that's a good place for a car. And I just remember for some reason, yeah. He could play soccer. For some reason...
Park himself sideways.
They were doing all right.
Sure.
And then, like, he was going to stop a goal or something going in. They kicked the ball, but then, like, he just stops in the middle of, like, the goal square.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you piece of shit. Why did you stop it? And then he's like, because there was a flower in the way and I didn't want to run it over.
Do you guys remember Brum?
Well, I remember Brum. I don't remember this.
If anyone knows what that is, let us know.
Yeah, send us in.
Like, I vaguely, the car was yellow.
Okay.
It was a cartoon car. Yellow.
Brum? Do you mean Brum?
I don't know.
Brum was yellow.
Brum did not sniff. He was not a cartoon either.
Did he sniff flowers and loved it?
Maybe it was the cartoon of Brum.
There was no cartoon of Brum.
They made a Brum cartoon.
And maybe, or maybe not, but maybe I feel the flowers fueled him or gave him special powers or just made him feel good.
Was he What color was he?
He was yellow.
Okay, I'm remembering a red car smelling flowers. Different.
Maybe, no, maybe it was red.
I can't. I've got nothing else other than that.
I think
that.
Brom Man. Was red in an episode.
Wasn't Brom.
In no way was it Brom.
Are you sure it wasn't?
Yes.
God, did he collect things as he went along and his owner picked them out of him at the end of the day?
No, he did not.
I was always so unsettled by Brom. He leaves, he's alive, his owner doesn't know. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway. The Voynich manuscript.
Mm-hmm. So flowers.
It's covered in flowers and illustrations of things that don't exist in our world, but are not fantastic necessarily. And nobody has
as
been...
As in, like, the drawings weren't fantastic? As in, like, mediocre drawings?
Middling,
or in, like,
to okay.
They weren't fantastical?
They weren't fantastical.
Got it.
They're just your basic flowers, but they're ones that don't exist.
So, like, a daisy, but, like, not a daisy.
Like a wrong daisy.
Yeah, all
right. It's been bound in calf skin, the entire book.
Is that uncommon?
Not necessarily.
Just an interesting thing, I think.
Giving you a bit of description so that when we try and figure out who made the book and why, we can use it to help out. It seems like with the manuscript that not all of it has been made at once. So clearly there was an initial book and then further pages were bound in. There are pages which fold out. There are pages that are kind of like, there's a lot of, not like... You know, you've got ones that fold out one way, you've got ones that fold out the other way. It's quite an in-depth and kind of interesting book like that. Mm. Not only does it have pictures of flowers, it also has what appears to be erotica within it.
Ooh!
Oh!
Titillating.
So there's a lot of kind of like...
Are they fantastical or is it...
They're quite lumpy, to be honest with you. I'll give you a picture of some of the Voynich manuscript titties for you. There you go.
They look like
share
a
with
child's
the rest of the
drawing. They look like kids.
All right.
They look like kids' drawing.
Yes.
I think my theory is coming together quite nicely.
So, Every page of the manuscript contains text, mostly in an unknown language, but some have extraneous writing in Latin script. So some of the book in the margins is Latin. The bulk of the text of the manuscript is about 240 pages. It's written in the unknown script, runs left to right. Most of the characters are composed of one or two simple pen strokes, and while there's some dispute whether certain characters are distinct, a script of 20 to 25 characters would account for virtually all the text. So that's like your alphabet.
Okay.
It's written in a single column with a slightly ragged right margin, and sometimes with stars in the left margin to indicate something.
That would indicate a writer from going from left to right, surely, a ragged right margin.
Yeah, you would imagine so, yeah. Some words occur in only certain sections or in only a few pages. Others occur throughout the manuscripts. There are very few repetitions among the thousands or so labels attached to illustrations, and there are practically no words with fewer than two letters or more than 10. But there are common words everywhere. The extraneous writing, so there's the stuff in the margins. Yeah, there's a lot of Latin. There's occasional astrological diagrams.
Does it say what the Latin says?
Yes. The Latin on the side is what they used to identify one of the plants. That's what it was. It was a label for one of the plants, mm-hmm. which they were like, oh, this is a real plant amongst the many that clearly
are. Okay, so it's like a real plant. All right. Mm. Do we know how old it is?
It is from it was carbon dated to the 15th century, 1404 to 1438.
I think that actually means that it's hard to tell.
I think so. I think it's too far back.
No, too close. Carbon dating, if it's younger than, it's either 500 or 5,000 years. Carbon dating actually doesn't mean anything.
Hmm.
Because it's doing the half-life of carbon or something like that, but it takes like a long time. So if it's younger than 500 or 5,000, I forget. But if it's younger than that, it's actually carbon dating is useless.
Let's find out. Let's find out how good carbon dating works.
So they think it was from the
20,000 years.
20,000 years. Yeah.
Doesn't work so well on objects that are much older than 20,000 years.
Oh, older than 20,000 years.
Apparently.
So I thought it was younger than.
Okay, so it's a pretty good indication then if it was from the 14th century.
15th, but 1400s. Yeah.
When was it discovered again, sorry?
It was discovered. Hang on, let me just grab it. It was basically in the... So the first confirmed owner is a guy named Georg Beresch. He was an obscure alchemist in Prague. He was apparently just as puzzled by the Voynich manuscript as modern scientists. It had been, he said that it had been taking up space in his library for years, so maybe he kind of hated it. then he sold that to a guy named Anesthus.
Take it off me. $20, please. I hate it.
I hate this book. Athanasius Kircher, who was a Jesuit scholar from the College of Collegio Romano.
In what years? What are these
years? 1585 to 1662 for the first guy, 1602 to 1680. Okay. So it's kind of gone like through a lot of people.
Like a 500-year mystery.
Yeah. It got its name from, I'm trying to find the Voynich fella who, here we go. So in 1930... the manuscript was inherited by Ethel Voynich.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she was the author of the novel The Gadfly. There you go. She died in 1960. She left the manuscript to a close friend.
Why does it get to be named after her?
That's a bit rude. It's just weird. But
she was like the 84th owner.
Ah, here's a really good timeline of ownership. So basically the way it went down is that it went from person to person and nobody really would ever be able to decipher it. It's held in the Yale Library. Currently, and they're actually, I think next year, they're doing a reprint, and they're sending it out just as a book you can buy in the hope that somebody out there will be able to decipher it.
Well, depending on how much it is, I'd buy it. It's like, I'm looking at some of the images now, and apart from the lumpy erotica, there's like one of a dragon that's bleeding, and...
It's very
sick.
I can't hold it in anymore. All right, so one of the theories I saw someone write online saying is, all right, so... Mystical, flowery language, lots of plants and animals that don't exist.
Uh-huh.
Dungeons and dragons.
I was also being like, I think it's Dungeons and Dragons. I think it's D&D for the 14th century. I honestly was thinking, this is world building. This is like an RPG bullshit. Someone being like a fantastical...
That person suggested it as a joke, but
Like, I was thinking the same thing. Like, it kind of is just someone being like, well, this is a game or whatever that... Okay, if it's not D&D. Game that me and my mates play.
D&D's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
I'll teach you real spells someday. When are you going to get over
these fake
ones?
Let me into the goddamn Satanist side of it, Adam.
Please. I was thinking it's either someone's like they're building a world, or it's like someone kind of like it's a writing exercise.
Yeah, it could just be like kind of things. Creating a fantasy world.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely one of the theories. Like that, it's just somebody back in the day has this idea for a story or a world, and they're just idly creating it. And they go to the effort of creating this false language. You know, they're going that sort of far into it.
And with all the drawings,
let me tell you.
I thought like drawings were a 12-year-old, but like
from first-hand experience, I can tell you 100% that like these sorts of people like sometimes need to resort to erotica because they can't always get the real thing.
No, that's fair enough. So is that our current hypothesis?
That's my hypothesis. Was that this is just basically either a writing exercise for someone or like. Someone,
that's where I'm sitting,
you know, was very obsessed with their own language, like someone who, you know, is that way inclined to be like, this is what I'm going to be spending my life doing, or very, like, driven to do that. You know what I mean? Someone very just, like, honing in and doing this.
The only argument, or an argument I feel already kind of against that, is that especially back, like, in the 15th century, a book is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like the printed page is not easily acquired. And when it is acquired, it's kind of like you think you almost cherish that because it's like so rare. So to just kind of waste it on a basically just on a writing exercise, I don't know.
Oh, well, not writing exercise.
If you're writing something in a book, it's got it'd be very important. Well, it would have to be.
It would be very important to the author.
Potentially,
Yeah. Even like just a monk who's like, fuck this god bullshit.
Well,
let's just do this instead.
I'm
going to
draw dragons and made up plants.
Yeah. One of the potential authors, one of the theories as to the authorship is the Franciscan friar Roger Bacon, who was just sort of like a friar at the time. He's kind of like one of them important figures that you know if you know history, but I don't know history. and the reason that people think that he is the author is because there was a letter discovered from the like mid-1600s, which was like a, what do you call it? Like a receipt, effectively, of a sale. And the sale was from Roger Bacon to one of the other owners. So the theory is that he made it, and if he made it, then people can make a leap, because Roger Bacon was in communique with a famous wizard, John Dee. The book is like a...
Go on.
A spell book, so to speak.
John Dee, famous magician, wizard, what?
John Dee was a famous magician.
Magician or wizard?
Wizard. Wizard.
Okay.
In the olden times. John Dee is like, he's one of those people that was like, you know, like Aleister Crowley.
Is he a reverse Crowley?
He's like just like another Crowley. Oh,
okay. Sorry, who's Aleister Crowley?
He is a wizard, basically.
Yeah.
An old-timey sex wizard.
Magic. Yeah.
All right.
He mostly
now used, we're talking.
He mostly used being a wizard to get laid.
Yeah, like he's like Satan and Satanism, isn't it?
Yeah,
Crowley. Yeah.
Well, like sort of. Yeah. It's a whole other like Jackson Valley Spooks America stuff. Mostly, he was using it to get his bone.
If
on
you there. Ever read the Neil Gaiman series, Sandman, Aleister Crowley appears quite heavily in the first arc.
So another theory is that it was a fabrication by Voynich. The woman, it was her and her husband. He died and left.
Lying.
The classic go-to of a fib.
Man, I always forget about lying.
Yeah, and the idea that like, oh, it would be worth a fortune. You say it's a lost book of Roger Bacon. Everybody's like, whoa. Yeah. Yeah, well, so that's well one
done,
theory.
Well done them for creating a code that people can't break.
That's exactly. Not hard. You just like, is it in like, English letters?
I don't think so. But they have like a pretty concurrent...
It's not hard to create a code that's impossible to break.
Isn't it?
It seems like it would be a difficult endeavor. That seems like quite a claim, man.
Yeah.
If you just like... Okay. Say, for example, I take one word and just like... say I take the alphabet... And I rearrange all the letters.
Yeah.
But, like, keep the same position. So, like, D is A and F is this, blah, 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 blah. No, then you could... you could actually take that back. No, I rescind that.
It's like, isn't, like, code breaking, like, a real big thing? Like the Enigma machine, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That they needed to... Because, like, once you have, like, a
unless you invent another language, which, like... I know, maybe
isn't with
sounds
code stuff
hard,
like that.
Sorry,
like is with the code stuff. It's like if you can have, if you find like a phrase to break it, then you can.
Yeah. I think actually, if you just like say, "Oh, this is this word. This is this word. This is this word." That then I think maybe it makes it unbreakable. Because then how are you gonna like figure that out?
Speaking of, you seen the Enigma code?
I haven't. I want to though.
Good.
That and the theory of everything, which came out at about the same time. Yeah. And I don't know why, but I tied them together so much. They're not really the same.
No, I really like the Enigma code. It was good.
Yeah,
a lot of like
I had decent things.
Yeah, there was a
my dad hated that movie.
Oh really? Like,
yeah.
There's a scene where Charles Dance is in it, and like he plays the sort of this general person who's like basically anti turning. He's like, "You piece of shit, you're wasting me your resources." And it's really a shame because the real
guy
he was based off was like, no, he's gonna win this war effort for us. Shut the fuck up.
The real crime that committed against Turing was after the war.
Yeah, poor bastard.
Yeah,
but no, seriously, it's such a good film. I really like it. Anyway,
so now that lying's on the table,
yes.
How are we feeling?
Now that lying is on the table.
Well, I never thought it was some ancient manuscript.
I never thought, like, even if it wasn't an ancient manuscript, I always thought it was like an ancient Dungeons and Dragons.
Sorry, it's what I meant.
Yeah,
to say.
Right. So that's still your theory that it's like still
like,
some
well,
kind of ancient fantasy novel?
They've carbon dated it.
They have carbon dated it to the 15th century, yeah.
So how easy is it to get unblanched?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Oh, well, what do you call it? Unbleached.
It is not impossible old paper.
Yeah.
To full carbon dating.
Yeah, it can be done.
It's absolutely
lying
that
to
can
carbon
be done.
Dating is on the table. You didn't tell me that. Deal.
Can right. you find old things in the world is what you're asking. Yes, you can.
Right. Yeah, and like not even necessarily that. There's another map that for years was touted as like, whoa, this is one of the oldest maps in the world. Whoa. And then they were like, wait, no, we've been fucked on. And that had fooled carbon dating using clever techniques.
Clear off that dust.
So,
although when was this thing, ? Discovered?
Discovered? Well, yeah. Like I said, it has...
An ownership.
Yeah, it has such a like long and storied like ownership.
Well, who's this Voynich?
Voynich is... let me grab it for you. Voynich was just kind of like a rare book dealer and kind of like quite a wealthy individual.
Obviously the one who popularized it. What year did they popularize it?
1960, I think.
1960. Probably would have known about carbon dating then. Yeah. Depending how old that is, actually. Mm. How old is carbon dating?
Have a look.
Let's carbon dating.
Whoa. There's going to be more to that. But there just
okay,
wasn't.
Google. How old is carbon dating? How old is carbon dating? Oh, there we go. Dating. No, not how... Oh, radiocarbon dating is the full name.
Well, there you go.
1940s, would have known about it.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I still think... Mm.
So, some other theories as to the nature of the Voynich manuscript. Some people believe it is a druidic work.
Okay.
So, the plants are like these weird hybrids of real plants, but also like the magical properties of the plant, and that it was the kind of thing that if you can decipher the text, that, oh, like, all of a sudden you can...
You shove some coriander.
Druid ain't writing in Latin, though.
No, the druid wouldn't be the one who wrote... The Latin presumably came from owners who were jotting down.
Okay. I was going to say, that was my other question. Is there stuff that is written in the margin that is not by the original author?
Yes, absolutely. That's Latin, and that just appears to be decipherments. Decipherment? Deciphering attempts. And they're some of the things that
written in Latin?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been around for... A long time.
True.
And yeah, so those are some of the things that have helped people, so to speak, crack some of the language in the manuscript.
Hmm.
Another theory is that the whole thing is like a religious text in that it's like speaking in tongues. So somebody, you know, fucking you inject yourself with snake venom and just write what God wants you to write.
Oh, of course I do.
Even if it's just gibberish. Well, one of the theories is that that is what the Voynich manuscript is. It's an example of somebody just channeling nonsense. And
yeah,
and that's the reason that it's kind of
potentially like old-timey drugs. Because I'm looking at this picture now. There's a woman with four arms bathing herself in a chalice. There's a lot of spherical stuff.
I want to say, don't show me that shit.
I need that. She is. No, thanks.
Like, there's the one of like... naked women in a green pool.
Old-timey nudes is an odd fetish.
Yeah, but hey, how else are you getting nudes? Like then there were then-timey nudes.
No, I mean, like, in the modern day, to have that would be fun.
Like, the dragon one? Have you seen that one?
No. Let me have a look at it.
I don't know.
I like that you can look. Yeah, that's metal something as else. Shit. You can look at the Voynich manuscript on Wikipedia. The entire manuscript is there.
Really?
Yeah, look.
Ah,
You can look at it, see what's going on. It's very interesting, but you're not going to decipher it. Unless one of the listeners does. Yeah, but it's
if you desire for it, feel free to message us in.
Let us know. Yeah, so that's another theory, that it was a kind of religious text. Again, hoax is there, not necessarily a hoax by Voynich, but like an ancient hoax. A theory regarding deciphering the text is that actually it's real sneaky in that only some of it is decipherable. The rest of it is gibberish. Words are hidden amongst it, and you'll be confused as to what's going on because it's amongst such nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But then one has to wonder, why would somebody hide this in such a way? Why would somebody write a separate language for it? It's very interesting. Are we still staying on the big book of D&D? Big book of old-timey D&D, i.e. or / fib?
I just think it's someone's, like, world-building.
I feel like I'm with Adam, though, in that what an effort to go to.
Some people have that effort.
Yeah, but no, but back in the day, to make a book was not only difficult, it was expensive, you know? And then for it to remain...
Well, like, all right, how about this? We have a very, like, the son of a wealthy individual.
You know what I mean? You were wealthy enough.
I'm actually favoriting, what was that, the priest or the monk, Peter or
Roger
something?
Bacon?
Roger Bacon.
Roger Bacon.
Yeah, I'm favoriting that, to be honest.
Roger Bacon writes it in his...
It's a bit of nonsense, maybe, but it's like nonsense that was paid for by someone.
Yeah, I think that's totally a believable thing. It's totally possible. Mm. It's unfortunate that, again, like most things, this doesn't have a satisfying answer. It's just a mysterious text.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at it. It's beautiful, like in a weird way. Like, yeah, it's stone art, piece of artwork. Like, it's actually really nice. Like, I would... If it's going on reprint, I'd buy it because it looks really interesting. Like,
did you say maybe the son of someone who was rich or something?
Yeah.
All right. Let me pose you a situation. It's 1500s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1553, right? So when you're sick, you maybe see your priest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your son would like a blank book so that he can fill it with pictures of dragons, flowers that don't exist, and bizarre arcane text. Do you suspect your son of witchcraft, and why would you do that?
I burn him. I burn the hell out of my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Like, that just might be just, again, that pop cultural thing about how those, you know, what we think about history and how people reacted. I don't think, because, again, we didn't really burn people as a
witch. Well, like, not necessarily, like, you know, burn them, but, like,
you would not
witchcraft
have been
was still not... It's surely not good. Not something that people
enjoy.
Well,
again, because it's like, you could just be like, no, whatever, wizards and or religion or whatever, and you kind of mix it all together. I still think...
An interesting thing. Here's a little interesting final little tidbit. See if it sways you one way or another.
Salary.
One individual, a fella, where is it? I just read it then. I was like, ooh, ew. So, a botanist... a fellow by the name of Hugh O'Neill, believes that one illustration depicts a New World sunflower.
A New World?
As in American.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Now that's interesting. If that's
Why?
The case. Because what was the what's Explain the traveling between America and Europe back in the day is very limited. And for somebody to have an illustration of a sunflower, I wish I could find the page so I could check it out for myself. But
yeah, but also like...
That sounds very... very coincidental to me.
Well, let's see if I can find it.
Kind of cool, though, if that is...
Voynich manuscript. Sun.
I reckon it just could be like, yeah, the son or daughter of a wealthy individual who they can have a
son.
Book.
Probably son.
Yeah. That's a shame.
And who's kind of created their own...
little thing. World.
Like, in someone with, like... you know, like something not wrong with their mind, but like their mind works differently.
You need to be messed up in the head to play D&D.
That's the sunflower.
Can I see?
Yeah.
No.
That's... it's coincidence. Although...
Oh, golly.
Although I don't know what the roots of a sunflower look like.
Maybe. But like someone with like what we would now look at, say, like, you know, autism or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Where, you know, it's kind of like this, it works for them. Like this is what works for them. Like, you know, how their mind works.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So what this person's mind works a certain way, and the dad's like, I'll make you a book, I'll let you have a book.
Yeah, kind of thing like that. You know, like, you know, you can do this, and they, sort of, they draw and they write and they do their own thing. It's like their own made up language or whatever, like that. Yeah, like I just.
Okay. Potentially. Oh, no, hey, look, that's a fine theory.
I wish very much that would be true. But I feel it's probably more Bacon than D&D.
I think ultimately my theory on it is that it, and this is so stupid, but that it's a wizard's book. Because I think back in the day.
I don't believe wizards are real, but that's a possibility.
No, same. But guys, I'm not a wizard believer. But that.
You should be.
That there was somebody out there that created this book of arcane spells. And often, you know, your wizard groups or whatever was more like just different clubs. Getting together, just like a lot of dudes getting together, being wizards, but really just drinking and having a good time. And I can imagine they were often very wealthy as well. I can imagine them thinking how neat it would be if they had this book of spells. Or it's because a lot of it depicts medical stuff as well. So like maybe it's just like a surgeon's textbook.
Yeah, I was
in a language we don't understand.
Was it like the one author? Yeah.
Yes, presumably. Although there have been inserts added later on, so. There's one original author and then additional editions.
Works.
Yeah, added down the track.
I think it's either a work of fiction or a work of what, you know, is fiction. But like what someone might believe, like a wizard being like, this is my book of spells. Kind of talking gibberish, making like different plants. Because again, it's kind of like, oh, these plants, they look like nothing we've seen before. You give a five-year-old, hey, five-year-old, draw a bunch of plants, and they're like, okay, I will, and, you know, is this the
I don't know about that, because I think all of the plants, like,
actually,
it's real boring to just do plants.
Maybe fucking people, someone loved the shit out of plants.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's their obsession. Okay, so you know how, is it Van Gogh who paints light real weirdly? Like you look at the sun and kind of whatever's all fucked up and everyone's like, that's real interesting how he drew like that sun. And there's a theory, I'm not quite sure if I'm remembering this right or wrong. But he just had really
bum eyes.
Yeah, like he kind of didn't have, either something's wrong with his vision or something's wrong with his brain, but that is actually how he saw the world.
That's amazing.
Like that is, he's painting how he sees because that's how he sees the world. There is something going on in his like vision or brain or whatever.
Yeah.
And so someone is like, this is how I see the world. You know what I mean? Like, I see a plant, I see it like that. That's what I see.
That's
funny to imagine Van Gogh being like, I love what you've done with light, changed it like that. Yeah.
super interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of an amazing artist.
How did I change it?
if you could describe it back to me, just so I know, what would you
just
say?
Just so I know that you got it.
Yeah. Looking at some of the pages now, like there's the circular one, and it does look like what we would consider a spell book.
Yeah, well, what's interesting, and I'm just realizing now, is that there's also a page which has like zodiac stuff. But I'm just realizing now is that a lot of it is categorized by presumably people much cleverer than us into different categories: herbal, biological, cosmological.
Yeah, there's like an astronomy thing going on.
I think ultimately
evidence towards D&D.
Yeah, to be honest.
I think ultimately I will say a wizard's book, an American wizard's book, because why not? I'll go deep. I'm in.
Oh, this one folds out. That's cool. Yeah, I think it's just a...
Some kind of wizard book?
Some kind of wizard book, but like not wizard.
Wizard
as in
like John Dee, Aleister Crowley wizard book.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's worth checking out. Everybody, Wikipedia, Voynich manuscript. Have a look at the manuscript yourself. See if you can decipher it. And yeah, they are reprinting it at some point next year in like an easy to understand kind of little booklet.
That's awesome. I don't think it's a lie. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's a hoax.
I don't think it's a hoax because like, stupid.
Well, like, yeah, dumb is a hoax because like, you don't actually have the legitimacy to back it up.
What do you get out of it?
And yeah, in the end, it was donated to the Yale University. So it wasn't even like they sold it. So
yes, I don't think it's like a hoax, at least not for modern day hoaxes.
Is this like the first time it's unlikely to be a lie? No, wait, there have been murders and stuff that we've covered in the past. Never mind.
The first one we all were unsure on, Patterson Gimlin, Sasquatch footage. Yeah. You didn't all think lie back then. You've become cynical.
I think that little box underneath the table opened up.
I think that little box under the table is getting very full.
I think from memory, we were all very cynical of the footage.
You were all quite open to the
idea. You all love them squatches.
Everybody loves squatches, just like me.
I just think this is either a wizard book, or I think it's a work of fiction for someone like world building or having a lot of fun in their own imagination.
Yeah,
I think that's like what books are. Just having some fun in someone's imagination.
That's beautiful.
You've gotten some he's taken some of his cynicism out of the box underneath the table, but he's also taken some of his whimsy.
Yeah, that's nice. What about you, Adam? What are your final thoughts on the Voynich manuscript?
I like bacon as an answer. Ultimately, I also agree where I think that it's not a hoax because there's no reason for it to be a hoax. Yeah. There's certainly no benefit to it. Whether or not it's like a wizard book, some sort of D&D manuscript, or bacon is impossible to prove one way or another.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as is the case with so many of these, we're going to end up disappointed.
And that is the case.
Until it's deciphered, a mystery.
Yeah, and I think I agree with Zamet. Ultimately, I think this was a book made by wizards for wizards.
It was a book made for wizards by wizards.
About wizards. but yeah. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joe.
Get spooked, America.
And if you guys have any mysteries or whatnot that you want Jack to have a look at so that we can discuss in the show, let us know in the comments, or you can email us in, sanspantsradio@gmail.com, or you can tweet us in at sanspantsradio, or me personally, I'm at goddammitzammit.
I'm at all dogs are dead.
I'm at retroarchetype.
And if you want, I mean, we've got one of them subreddit things going on. It's just
r/sanspantsradio, one word. No caps. You keep putting caps.
Don't put caps. Or put caps.
That's fine.
Start a thread there if you want.
Chat. Be like, have a chat. If you want to do like a...
Did you hear about them talk about this, dickhead? Oh, squatches aren't real idiots.
Or squatches are real geniuses.
Valdi looks so concerned in the corner.
One day I'll do an episode just titled Squatches, and then we'll all see. Our Sanspitch Radio. Go there now. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.